November 20th, 8:32. Yes, I am very late this morning. I slept in until 6:30. It took me a bit of an hour or more to get my act together to get on the road this morning. It's going to be one of those offset days, I'm afraid. Yesterday's big news was art. I spent most of the day yesterday working with the artist. One way or another working with the artist. The new covers for the books are going to be, I think, I hope, pretty cool. We're establishing a format and layout for the covers for branding purposes, and we've got some ideas graphically about how to represent each of the three titles. What I need to do is finish the second one so that we can have that one ready to go when the time comes. I should have all of the covers by the end of the year. So with any luck at all, we'll have a complete set, a trilogy of Ravenwood coming out early next year, coming out in the spring. Now, I'm still waiting for the edits to come back from Ryden. In theory, we're going to have DoubleShare come out in Kindle before Christmas. I think that'll probably happen. When we talked, the bunch of us, all the Ryden authors, talked to Robin on Skype the other night, and she said that at that point that it was very close, that it was a much better file than she's used to seeing for me, so she's not having to do quite as much work, which means quite a lot less time involved, and there'll be even less when I get it back, because that means there's fewer things for me to look at and quibble about. So I hired an artist and gave him a down payment this morning, but we've been, yesterday, most of the day, I spent working with different design elements for the cover of the book. And I'm thinking I may incorporate some of those design elements into the interior as well, just for the sake of continuity. I don't know. I hate to change the book now that people have already bought it, but not that many people have bought it compared to the number who I hope will. I think in total it's sold 300, 350 copies. It was only out for a few days last month, so it didn't get a lot of sales. It's not doing very well in comparison to, say, Quarter Share, which is running around sales rank 500 again, which I think, if I have this right, works out to be something on the order of 100 a day. I'm not making as much money on that one, but 100 a day, and I think I might get a buck out of it. So that's a nice paycheck at the end of the week. We'll see. I don't know. We're due for third quarter payout. Although it may get delayed till near the end of the year. So we'll get a payout on the last day of the year. We have to pay taxes on by the 15th of January. It's kind of a pain, but so be it. I'll take the money. Don't mistake my commentary for not being willing to accept the royalties. Sniff. Bright sun this morning. Of course, going 2 hours later than normal. Yeah, that's right. 2 hours later than normal. It's I feel like I've emerged from a cave. I'm so seldom out during the day. Other than, you know, run to school, pick up kids, run back. Run the grocery store, run back. which reminds me, I have to go to the grocery store today. The cats will chew my leg off before lunch. So it looks like a morning run today. Yeah, very exciting. The cover art. We've gone through, the artist and I went through a lot of the fantasy and epic fantasy releases, including Michael Sullivan and Stephen Donaldson? Wheel of Time. Sure. Brain Cloud. A lot of Blue Jay, too. Jordan. Robert Jordan. Man. I hate it when I get a name in my head and it won't get out of the way so that I can correct it. So a lot of these new Macmillan Orbit Random House covers are getting away from the full cover art and going with a kind of lower third mask with some sort of interesting graphical device in it. And then the art in the top. Now with print on demand, the covers are a little bit finicky in that bleed, and that's the edges of the paper where it's cut. And the binding doesn't exactly fall the way you think it might fall. So I'm having to be a little bit careful about what graphical elements I put where. But I found some very interesting Celtic knot patterns that correspond to the seasons and the cardinal directions in particular. And I found some interesting border patterns too. So it wouldn't surprise me to see us, in fact, I'm pretty darn sure we're going to put a border around at least part of it. I'm not sure exactly which pattern. A lot of the simple plates are kind of boring, but there are some that are really quite striking. I'm trying to get away from anything that's too heavy, because I've seen some of those titles, some of those covers with a huge, huge scale knots on them. It won't appear, good morning, it won't appear very, in very much detail in the ebook cover and thumbnail version, but it will be there and offer a little bit of texture for those who want to click into it. Basically, what we're looking for is stuff to go onto the print cover, and which really helps to contribute to the feel of the fantasy genre. I think a lot of people are looking at that cover. I know I'm looking at it going, oh man, you know, if I had only, and it's a nice cover, it's okay. It makes more sense once you've read the book as a lead-in to get people to read the book without knowing what's in it. It's not quite so inviting, it's not quite so engaging. So I'm really thinking that this is going to be a nice little thing to do. It better be, I'm paying enough. It's actually relatively cheap, but, and it's also a tax deduction, which I can use. Anyway, so that was yesterday, and the day went ridiculously long. I got engaged with the artist in the morning, and really didn't get up from the desk. We even had takeout food all day yesterday, so I'm paying for that today in terms of salt. I'm swelling up a little bit from all the extra water weight buildup and extra salt that I took in yesterday. So we had pizza for supper. I was good though. I ordered a thin crust, one of those little thin and crispy cracker crust jobs. And so it wasn't a lot of carbs, although the cheese didn't help me any. And I had a burrito for lunch, which was just delicious, but it was take up burrito. So I haven't had one of those in a while. So yesterday was my splurge day. Today I have to starve. I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to go to the grocery store, get something to fix for dinner tonight and tomorrow night. And Tuesday night is karate night, so I don't have to deal with dinner. But I also need to figure out what we're going to have for Thanksgiving dinner and make sure that there's everything we need in the house before, say, Tuesday. Because after that, it gets just totally crazy down at the grocery store. So, turkey, sweet potatoes. I really like to have Brussels sprouts. I don't know if they're getting any decent Brussels sprouts or not. I really like Brussels sprouts and turkey. It works really nicely together for me. It makes a really nice post-feast casserole with quartering some of those little bright green broccolis and making a cream sauce with the turkey. Oh, good morning, kitty. And then putting a little bit of onion, a little bit of green pepper, and those beautiful little Brussels sprouts in, along with a fair amount of garlic. I should check my garlic, make sure I've got good garlic. Also, I probably should check my baking powder, baking soda. Oh, just so much to do, so much to do. So little time. And at some point today, I need to write, because I got to get this book out, because I'm going to have a cover for it, and I want to be able to put it out. It is gorgeous out. It's the middle 30s. When I got up this morning, it was one of the reasons I didn't come rushing right out at 6:30. It was 22 degrees. It's like, oh man, I don't want to go out walking 22 degrees in the dark. It was still dark. Although it was getting light fast. The cats told me that it was getting to be daylight and they wanted their breakfast. So I got up. I haven't even had any coffee yet this morning. My gracious, I'm slacking off, falling down on the job. Ah, the sound of chainsaws. He's out carving up wood this morning. I'm sure their neighbors appreciate that too, when they're trying to sleep in on a Sunday morning. Hey, the sleeping in thing, honestly. So I should have some new art. It was John Hibden who sent me, and thank you for the resend, John. The labels for the coffee. The problem is that they're full color labels and I can't use those. I'm not sure that I can use those images. They're the image cover image from Quarter Share, so that's a bit of a problem. But I am having spent so much time working with maps and doing the graphic work with the cover art, etc., I'm going to put together an art clip and send it over to Keith, and see if we can't get that coffee thing going. And have that out in time for Christmas. It shouldn't, at least the Sarabanda Dark, because I know that that's coffee blended with beans that they already have in. As far as I know, we're still waiting to get the Colombian samples in, and I haven't seen them since. So I think we're going to have to hold up a bit. But I will get the Sarabanda Dark out and see what we can do about putting together a label, at least get one of them out. Yep. beautiful day. I want my breakfast, and I want to get my groceries so I can settle down and actually try to get some work done today. Get some more work done today. I talk about the art like, oh, it's not writing, so it's not work. It's actually more important, I think, to get the artwork lined up now so that it's that little extra incentive for me to get the books out, ready to go. Having artwork behind it is very important. So we'll see how this works out. I think it's going to be fine. It's not like this is I have to mortgage the house in order to get art. So see how it works. I've said that about 19 times. I realize. I did go back and look just in case anybody cares. A serving size for Raisin Bran is one cup, and it's a huge amount of carbohydrates in terms of the daily recommended, and I think it's 45 grams if you follow the 15 gram per card rule, which I think comes from Weight Watchers, I'm not sure. That's three of the seven allowed for the day. It isn't too bad for breakfast, considering, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, blah, blah, blah. But then I looked at a bagel, thinking, wow, how many carbs in a bagel? It's only 15. So, yeah, a bagel turns out to be much lower all the way around. Even in terms of sugar and all the rest. So a bagel with a little smear of cream cheese and a healthy dollop of salmon on top is turns out to be a pretty healthy breakfast. I'm getting a lot of good vitamin E, a lot of fish oil from the salmon. It's oily salmon too. It's delicious. The only problem is one bagel, even with, you know, the two halves of the bagel, with a little bit of cream cheese and a little bit of salmon, lasts about 5 minutes, because it's just so good. It slides down. Oh, ouch, wind turned. I've made the corner turning north now, making the last run up to the house. Wind is blowing right in my face, and it is chilly. Oh, hush, dog. Yeah, this is gonna be a good day. Gonna be a real good day. Crossing the street, last street, and into my backyard. Actually, into my front yard. Going over to the back gate. And reminding you that tomorrow is another day.